Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul Douglas back with you, DJ producing. Jordana always here in spirit. She's at the Mayo Clinic the day after she got her bone marrow transplant. So far, so good, but I mean, she's going through hell down there. Gotten a couple of texts, and it's as hard as everybody said it would be. And right now, they're keeping an eye on her. She's in recovery, and they're hoping that her body does not reject the new marrow, the new bone marrow. And she has zero immunity, so she needs to be isolated. I mean, even just catching a regular cold could be a serious complication. But she got through the worst of it, and we're going to hold our breath and have more updates in the next hour. And you know, I think about what Jordana and her family are going through, the agony, the anguish, the uncertainty, and then you multiply that by 1,000, 1,000,000, what the families, the moms and dads of those fourth graders, 19 kids who were slain a couple of days ago in Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio in that massacre. And more details are coming out, and it just, you know, it just gets more horrific with time as we learn more details. And usually the first draft of history is wrong, new details coming out, and we want to just bring you up to date. Apparently, nearly 20 officers were inside that Texas school, the Robb Elementary School, in the hallway for 45 minutes waiting for a master key to be able to get into that barricaded classroom where all 19 kids and two of their teachers died. Those teachers died trying to shield those kids. The officers stood outside the classrooms during this week's attack before agents used that master key to open the door and confront and shoot the gunman. This 18-year-old gunman was not confronted by police. Contrary to some of the early reports, he was not engaged by police before he entered the school. It's unclear why it took so long for a tactical team to assemble and force its way inside. It's also not known how the shooter was able to access the classrooms. Apparently, a door was left unlocked at the school that morning. A police commander on the scene decided the gunman locked in a classroom meant there was time to get a key and no more children at risk. This determination was made while the elementary school kids were calling 911, begging for help, and their parents were begging cops to go inside. We had a press conference live on our air here on CCO late this morning. The Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw was asked why officers did not enter the school earlier.
That it was considered, okay, the decision was made on the scene. I wasn't there, but at the same point in time, you know, a decision was made that this was a barricaded situation. There was time to retrieve the keys, and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point. That was the decision, that was the thought process at that particular point in time. What? And there was 19, like I said, there was 19 officers in there. In fact, there was plenty of officers to do whatever needed to be done, with one exception, is that the incident commander inside believed they needed more equipment and more officers to do a tactical breach at that point. That's why BORTAC was requested on the scene. As soon as they were there, they executed a search, or at least a dynamic entry, and went in. And of course, that was not the 12th. That was not the 1257. Hey, with the benefit of hindsight, stand by. Right? I got it. Okay. Hey, from the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision. Period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
Oh, boy. So, there you have the latest. When we come back, Senator Tina Smith, is anything going to change this time around? When we come back on CCO. Paul, back with you. It's deja vu all over again. And I really don't want to be talking about this, but, I mean, what choice do we have? I mean, of course we need to figure out how do we change this? What we have now is not working. I mean, is this really the price of freedom? Bill O'Reilly said that after the Mandalay Bay Hotel massacre. That was back in Las Vegas in 2017. Guy up on the 33rd floor on the patio, fired more than 1,000 bullets, killed 60 people and wounded 411 people who were there to watch a concert. Price of freedom? Really? If you had a family member that was in that group, I mean, would you feel the same way? Even if you didn't have a family member in the group, So my brother lives in Las Vegas. And this was his reaction. And I just want to share this. I'm not saying I agree with it, but this is his take. My younger brother, Kent. He wrote me an email. He said, Doug, CNN, the other news media continue to push the story every minute of every hour of every day ad nauseum. The anchors and reporters all pretend to be morally outraged and emotionally scarred. But what they are really doing with the nonstop news coverage is ensuring that the next moron with a grudge or an axe to grind will know that he gets more than 30 seconds of fame if he walks into a school or a mall and plays shoot 'em up. Hell, he'll be in the news for weeks. CNN, in my humble opinion, will be responsible for the next mass shooting. The shooting is tragic, but the media circus is the real tragedy. All right, you said your piece. What's the alternative? We ignore these stories? We don't mention the names of the shooters? DJ, do you have an opinion on that? I mean, we have to report on these. His point is that it inspires the next shooter,
yeah,
because of all the publicity. What's the alternative?
Well, yeah, I don't know how we could. Actually, hold on. I'm going to answer the phone. Tina Smith is joining us in just a second.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, by the way, backed out of the NRA conference, which is going on now in Houston. He's going to be visiting the Uvalde public school where this happened, Robb Elementary. Amid heavy criticism of his pro-gun stance, he plans to address the NRA by video. Joining us now, Senator Tina Smith. Senator Smith, thanks for making time. I know you're exceptionally busy right now. Greetings.
I'm so glad to be with you, Paul. Thanks for inviting me today.
Your reaction to the shooting in Uvalde?
You know, I have to tell you that I think when at first it happened and I started to read about it, I sort of put up these these, like, I couldn't even cope with it. And it was the next day that I was talking to somebody about what had happened. And I thought about all of these babies and these teachers who were there trying to protect them. And I literally just broke down in tears. I think that there is a combination of just deep sadness that this kind of evil and hate exists in the world, and also just such deep anger that we can't do more to protect these precious babies in elementary school. Of course, I'm in the Senate, and so my job is to do everything I can to make sure that people are safe in their schools and in their neighborhoods and in their communities. And I'm, you know, recommitted to that goal. I think, don't you think you react to it first, and you should in a purely personal way?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to be a parent or a grandparent, I mean, to feel that sense of empathy.
Senator, I think that's right.
Just curious, is anything going to change? Are there areas of bipartisan compromise? My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has directed Senator John Cornyn from Texas to work with Democratic lawmakers on a bipartisan solution to gun violence. Is there any common ground, background checks, red flag warnings? Mm-hmm. Do you see any hope?
Well, I mean, you have to look for hope. You have to look for the thing that we can accomplish. And I have always been a leader who thinks that you shouldn't make perfect be the enemy of the good. There are so many things that we could do, that we need to do to address this epidemic of gun violence. My colleague Chris Murphy, who is from Connecticut and first came to the United States Senate as the tragedy at Sandy Hook in Connecticut occurred, has been working so hard for so many years, for 10 years, to find a bipartisan solution to this problem. And I have to say, I feel some hope that there can be some common ground found. As you know, in the Senate, you have to have 60 people, so 50 Democrats and at least 10 Republicans in order to be able to make headway. I know that there, and it's wonderful to see Senator Cornyn from Texas, who I believe feels this deeply, looking for solutions. And some of the ideas that they're talking about include closing these background check loopholes, improving the way red flag laws work so that the FBI has time to assess whether somebody is a danger to themselves or to others before a license goes through. You know, I have to say that I support an assault weapon ban. The first assault weapon ban in this country was voted into law in a bipartisan way with Ronald Reagan supporting it. And that assault weapon ban was on the books for, I think a decade before it expired. And of course, this weapon that this person used at Uvalde in Texas used an assault weapon. So there are a variety of things that we can do to reduce the deadliness of gun violence. And of course, there's not one thing that we can do to stop all of this. The reality is that in the United States, there are 400 million privately owned guns, many, many, many more times than we see in any other country in the world. And that is dangerous.
Senator, one of the narratives that I keep hearing from some of my friends, some of them have these, you know, AR-15s, and they say, look, we use these for self-defense. There will always be evil in the world, and these people will always find guns, whether they buy them or get them on the black market or ghost guns, that we're swimming in guns, as you just said, 400 million guns. And that, you know, again, the only way to counteract this evil is by having more people who are armed. How do you respond to that?
Well, I understand. I guess what I would say is I understand that instinct. And there are many, many, many people who are responsible gun owners who lock their guns up, who make sure that their guns never fall into the hands of children, people who teach their children how to use guns safely, and they use those guns for, you know, high school skeet and trap shooting and for hunting. And all of that is, of course, a wonderful thing. It's part of the tradition of Minnesota, and it is a wonderful thing. That I always, in moments like this, I look at sort of what the, you know, what the research tells us. And what we see is that more guns actually result in more gun violence. And what we often don't talk about on the heels of terrible tragedies like this murder in the elementary school in Texas is that most guns are used, guns are used for people who have made the decision to end their own lives, and they are used in suicide. And there's a lot of data to show that if a person didn't have access to a gun so easily, they might not be successful in their suicide attempt, and there might be another way for them. The other thing that I think is really striking as we talk about this, Paul, is that firearm violence, gun violence, has replaced car accidents as the number one killer of people of young people under the age of 19. And that one piece of information tells me that our worry is not people who are responsible gun owners, not at all. Those people should be able to continue to be responsible gun owners. Our worry is the explosion of guns that fall into the hands of dangerous people, and also young people, minors, who end up who are troubled and end up committing horrible crimes.
Senator Tina Smith is joining us right now. Senator, to your point, the CDC has data from 2020, the most recent year. 54% of gun deaths in the U.S. were suicides, which, you know, don't get the sustained public attention that these massacres do. And to your point, the RAND Corporation did a big study and confirmed where there are more guns. States that have more guns, there are, in fact, more gun deaths. States with the highest gun death rates are among the states with the highest gun ownership rates. So yesterday, I just want to mention this and see where there might be some common ground. We had St. Thomas Professor of Law Rachel Pelosi on with us. She's a former United States attorney for Minnesota. I don't know if you know Rachel. She's amazing. And she said she hypothesized that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some of the areas of possible reform, and I didn't realize this. She said we could bar sales of weapons, especially semi-automatics, the AR-15s, to 18 to 21-year-olds who commit the most mass shootings. Obviously, we would need exceptions for those serving in the military. How do you react to that if you raise the age?
You know, I have seen that data as well, and I think it's very interesting. I was talking with my son the other day about how people you tend to forget that people's brain development, young people's brain development, is not complete when they're 18 or 19 or 20 or 21. And I think that there are some good examples of how you could save a lot of lives. This young person who committed this atrocity in Texas, I think, was just 18. And I hear the argument that I have heard others make. I hear the argument that others have made that if you are old enough to serve in the military, you ought to be old enough to own a gun. And again, this is the dynamic between people who are responsible gun owners and know what, you know, and can be, you know, and then the tragedy of just this plethora of guns everywhere that ends up being so dangerous.
Last question. I certainly acknowledge our Second Amendment rights. By the way, the Founding Fathers talked about a well-regulated militia, and a couple of our callers have called in and said, what happened to the well-regulated part of that? And I thought, okay, well, that's an interesting point. So I'm just curious where we go from here. A lot of people also bring up mental health, and I don't want to minimize that in any way. I know there are a lot of people out there who are struggling. My understanding, looking at the data, our mental health problem is no greater than other countries in Europe and Asia. What we do have that no other country on earth has is way more weapons.
Yes, that is exactly true. We have no higher incidence of mental health problems in the United States and other countries, but we have a multitude higher incidence of gun violence. The other just reality is that people who struggle with mental illness are much more likely to be the victims of gun violence than be the perpetrators of gun violence. So I worry, especially at a time when mental illness and mental health challenges are still stigmatized, that we seem to suggest that the problem is, you know, people who are people who are who have mental illnesses are the problem. I would also who are not supportive of strengthening our gun safety laws also the reality is that they are also the ones who are not prepared to spend the money that we need to spend to make sure that people have access to mental health care, which is in such deep and terrible shortage in this country right now.
Oh my goodness. You know, each time this happens, we keep asking, is this going to be the event, the horrible tragedy that moves the needle? And then we get sidetracked with other things until the next disaster. Do you think
we have a shot? I truly hope that you have to hope. I always say, and if you're not optimistic that something can change, then things will definitely not change. You have to keep working and looking for the ways to get it, you know, to get it done. And I have to say, I feel some hope that we might be able to pass some. We might be able to find common ground in the Senate. Of course, the House has passed legislation, and we also understand, I think, that won't be the whole solution. We won't then be able to go home and say, okay, we've done what we can. There's going to be much more that we need to do. We have to just keep on working at it. That's the way of the world.
Senator Tina Smith, I'm grateful. Thank you for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join us on CCO. I hope you can hang out on the holiday, and I know you got a lot on your plate, but have a terrific Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend. I'm actually going to be delivering the commencement address at St. Olaf College in a couple of days, and I'm with both my grandsons this weekend. So that will fill me with a lot of hope and joy.
Terrific. I hope you have a wonderful time together. Be safe, and thanks again for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Senator Tina Smith, what do you think? Is this time different? Is anything going to get done? Are you frustrated? 651-461-9226. Text us, call us. We can take a few calls. Maxie is coming up, an update on Jordana in the next hour. But we'd like to hear from you. Is this time different, or is it going to be the same old song and dance, and we twiddle our thumbs until the next massacre? 651-461-9226. We'll be right back. So on the text line, one listener says, are you trying to tell me that all the school shooters in the past 20 years were not mentally ill? Get a clue, Paul. Please don't sidestep the real issue. I'm not minimizing mental health. And God knows there are people who need help out there, and they should not have access to weapons. But our levels of mental health problems are the same as other countries around the world, where they're not shooting up schools. What's different in this country is that we have exponentially more weapons. We're swimming in guns. And I'm a gun owner. They're not coming for my guns. They're not coming for your guns. Most gun owners are responsible and use them the way they should be used. I don't have the answer, but I think collectively, I hope we do as a nation have an answer and a way to keep guns out of the hands of these whack jobs. Tim in Nisswa, just down the street from where I am right here on Pelican Lake, one of my favorite towns in Minnesota. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. I'm just driving by Round Lake in Nisswa, and I'm going to be going by Gull in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Wanted to comment on the fact that I think the issue here, the real issue in all these shootings regarding the firearms involved, the semi-automatic weapons that they're using are not substantially that different from a semi-automatic weapon that somebody would use for hunting. What makes them different is the high-capacity magazines and the fact that these weapons are adept for accessories and that kind of thing that make them more rapid to fire, high-capacity magazines, which allow more rounds to get out more quickly. I would think that would be a common-sense solution. As a gun owner myself, former member of the NRA, I think that banning the high-capacity magazines, are we that lazy that we can't reload at the shooting range? I've been hunting my whole life. I'm 60 years old, and I've never fired five or more rounds at a critter. I don't know why somebody needs 30.
Tim, you make way too much sense, but I sure appreciate you calling in. I think that's a great idea, and maybe that is one of the things we can do. Tim in Nisswa. Clayton in Columbia Heights, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing, Paul?
Doing okay. Hello? How are you, sir?
Yep, pretty good.
I'm here.
For one thing, I think it is different. I'm hearing a lot more from people that I deal with during the day that talking about this one. It's like people want something done. But I read last night, I looked it up. In 1938, they passed the 1938 firearms law, and it banned sawed-off shotguns, Tommy guns, machine guns, et cetera, after the gang era. So.
Right.
And the NRA backed it. That's a fact. The NRA backed it. And now there's this mentality with the NRA and the people that back the NRA that, oh, if you take an inch, they're going to take your guns. They're going to take a mile. You know, we can't have a tank. We can't have a grenade. There is a line. And like the caller before, the magazine, what do you need more than 10? If you're a deer hunter and you can't get your deer in five shots, you don't need to be out in the woods.
Yeah,
you know,
you shouldn't be hunting.
You go duck hunting, you can only have three. You go duck hunting, you can only have three shotgun shells in there, one in the chamber and two in the deal, and you have to have a spacer or whatever, a plug in there. And at any time, a DNR guy can come up and see that you only got three shotgun shells. If not, they can take your gun. Well, same way, if pull over and you got a 30 magazine, you go to jail. You're not going to the school.
Clayton in Columbia Heights, thank you for.
Yep, you bet.
For speaking the truth and talking common sense, stuff we maybe can agree on. There's always going to be people who disagree, but I have to believe there's some common ground. We'll see if there's any common ground with Mike Max. He's up next. It's like, this week it's been like an episode of Beavis and Butthead, right? All the stupid stuff we've said. Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxi, let's start with Twins. They're taking another swipe at the Royals this evening. Pre-game 6:30, first pitch 7:10. Tough game yesterday. Where's your head at with the Twins right now?
It's funny you should ask, because I just returned from the Twins clubhouse. That's where I was just a short time ago. And I was talking to Byron Buxton about his 0-for-30 slump. And he's been kind of forced into being a more mature, I don't want to say more mature, maybe that's the wrong phrasing of it. But when you sign that contract, it's like, okay, now you need to speak on behalf of the team and yourself. And so, you know, you don't have a choice anymore. You know, and he and Correa, people don't understand this, but in the clubhouse, They have lockers for everybody, of course, with their names on them. And then they always have two designated lockers for the two biggest names, I guess. And so Correa has one, Buxton has one. It's also because they get sent more mail, more endorsement stuff. People send them more products, all those things because of their name. If you've got one of those lockers, that means that you're expected to be one of the faces of the team. Maybe you know, you might not be named a captain, but you are expected to to get out in front and talk. Over the years, some have and some have not that had those lockers. Buxton has one of those lockers. So he has been more forthright, more open this year than in the past. And I just had a nice visit with him about how his teammates have stayed with him through this slump. He broke it with a slide into first base last night in the ninth inning, an infield single. But how they've had to be there for him in this point in time. And what he's trying to do is not get too caught up in, like he hit a ball on the dime last night and it was caught in left field. He's got to understand a good at bat doesn't necessarily mean that you get a hit, and that's a very, very difficult thing to do no matter what point of your career you're in.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of perspective I expect from you, Maxie, and thank you for that. About a minute left. What are you tracking?
We are tracking the sunshine.
I'm tracking that.
Is it the Vikings this week? Timberwolves stuff is going to start coming up here. Next week, we're going to meet Mr. Connolly, the new president in charge of it. It sounds to me like in Denver, he had a tough time maybe getting answers and spending money with the owners, and this is direct access for him. Plus, he gets $40 million for the contract, and so really he got a $40 million contract. The here and now is he just needs to find a couple good players to go with this team. I think based on conversations that I have with people who I shall not reveal, that they got to look at with D'Angelo Russell last year of his contract. I still don't think he's a good fit here. Can you get rid of him? Can you get something for him? Or do you play it out because you know he'll play hard in his last year of his contract? So those are the kinds of things that go on in this thwarted little head of mine.
I hear that, and we only have 30 seconds, but Connolly doubled his salary in Denver, and he may be getting an ownership stake.
I guess the ownership stake. And by the way, we'll talk about it a different time. I know we're up against it. I think that's really dangerous when you start giving ownership stakes as part of contracts. And I'll explain that a different time, but I just think you're playing a real dangerous area when you start doing that.
Max, are you going fishing this weekend? You heading north?
Yeah, I'm not going to go north, but I will go fishing.
Okay.
I got a secret spot.
Do you? Oh, you don't want to reveal your sources? Come on.
Well, not until I find out if it's as good as they tell me it is.
Well, happy fishing.
Yeah, and, you too, buddy. Have a great weekend always.
You do the same. Okay. Thank you, Mike Max. We'll be back talking about the weather. Jordana, a lot of stuff on our plate. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.